It's the Week in Reading List from Money Talking. Hello, I'm Charlie Herman. With me, Jonah Sarah with The New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. And this week, I'm trying to finish in time for my book club, Telegraph Avenue by Michael Chabon. And the thing is, yes, it's about fathers and sons and it's about relationships, but it's also about a small business trying to confront, you know, what happens when a large business, successful business comes in, has the possibility of gentrifying and improving the neighborhood, but you also lose something at the same time by having this mom and pop store, which is poorly run and not making any money, when the quality and the character of a neighborhood begins to disappear. And that's something we see here in New York City all the time. We worry about those stores that are going out of business, the ones that we never go into and never buy anything from. And at the same time, we don't want them to go away. So I'm looking forward to finishing that book. And that's also my hometown as well, too. So, Joe, what are you reading?
I'm reading a book called The Power Surge. It's by Michael Levy, who is the energy expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, as it also happens, he's one of my best energy sources.
Sources revealed.
And one of the reasons he's one of my go to guys on energy is because, like I like to think of myself, although not all my readers agree, he's a pragmatist. He doesn't buy into either the pieties of the right or the pieties of the left. He thinks about practical solutions: what works, what doesn't, what makes sense, where we're truly headed in terms of energy instead of the dreamland that some others might.
Rada, what are you reading this weekend?
Okay. Well, I'm going to come clean and say I'm not reading anything new except for financial reports. I'm having such a hard time keeping up with all the sort of contrary data coming out of the markets. I will say that
you're going to spend a weekend just surrounded by quarterly reports?
I've been reading quarterly earnings reports. I've been reading IMF reports. I can't keep it straight. I'm going to, since Joe plugged a friend's or sources book, I'm going to do the same because I did pick up, as I often do.
Michael Chabon is not a source of money.
No, not Michael Chabon's book. But Ruchir Sharma, who is the head of emerging markets at Morgan Stanley, is a very close source of mine. And his book, Breakout Nations, I pick that book up probably once a week. And I picked it up this week because, like many people, he has been bullish on the growth prospects of the U.S. relative to the rest of the world for some time. But he was first. He wrote this book a year ago. He was out ahead. He's got a lot of interesting things to say. So anybody that's in the investment community should pick it up, too.
Well, if you want to join us and read any of these books or stories or articles that we're reading or any of the annual reports, quarterly reports, they're all available at the SEC.gov. Joe?
I just want to say that your plug was for your source was way more shameless than my plug for my source.
But it was true. I really did pick it up today.
Let us know what you think about plugging our sources.
Who's more shameless, Joe?
Leave a comment on the website or talk to us on Twitter at Money Talking. And if you have any suggestions for who should be our new sources or what books we should read, let us know at the website here. We'd love to hear them. Don't forget, you can download the podcast of Money Talking for free, available on iTunes. This week, Joe and Rana and I discussed the SEC proposal to perhaps require public companies to disclose political donations. Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Jonah Sarah with The New York Times, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
I'm
Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.